Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, I just saw a tweet from a New York Times reporter named Patricia, who works in Florida. And she wrote, "Florida has a message for New Yorkers. Please don't visit." She went on to say Hawaii is asking tourists to stay away for a month, and Alaska is requiring a 14-day quarantine for anyone entering the state from, as Alaskans put it, outside. I want to add Puerto Rico to that list. Their governor locked down the island long before another governor of any other state in the U.S. decided to do so. And I'm starting to see on social media where Puerto Ricans are saying to people who are posting about, hey, I'm going to get away and go hang out in Puerto Rico while this goes on. Puerto Ricans are basically saying to those people, stay away. We're trying to protect ourselves right now.